Eli Campbell here with you on 104.1, 105.5 KFMU. I am excited to be joined today by Brett Denon, who is going to be in town here on February 15th playing the Strings Music Pavilion. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing incredibly well. Thank you for asking. How you doing?
I am doing incredibly well as well. One of the reasons is because I get the chance to talk to you this morning. You know, we've been playing your music here at KFMU for 15 plus years since you released the So Much More album. I've been a fan ever since. And so I was thrilled when Strings announced that you were going to be playing your 7th annual Lift Series here in Steamboat Springs this year. Can you tell me a little bit more about what the Lift Series itself is, though?
Yeah, well, it's my annual ski town tour. It's a chance for me to get out and ski, but play music too. But it's really, it's a celebration of ski towns, a celebration of mountain towns. Like, I try to really tap into the spirit that I believe mountain towns have, like just a love for nature and just a perennial stoke. And I like to combine it with an awareness of protecting forests and thinking about climate change and work with organizations that can do something to just foster a love for not only the mountains, but like keeping the winter strong, keeping the forests green, getting people to care about the environment.
It's all, of course, obviously important stuff for the people that live in these mountain towns. So much of our community and our vitality exists around nature and keeping nature clean and the climate at a level where skiing is still a possibility. And so you get to go out, you get to experience all of these different world-class ski resorts. It's not a bad way, I suppose, to be able to ski and play a little bit of music here and there. Have you been to Steamboat before? Have you ever skied on
that? I have. I've actually skied in Steamboat twice. I've been there twice and skied. And I can't believe it's taken me this long to finally play a show there. But here I am. I'm coming. So better late than never.
Yeah, of course. We're happy to welcome you whenever you're able to come. And you talked a little bit about, you know, the mountain town mentality, I saw where you said the mountain town people are some of your favorite people because they've kind of figured out the secret of life. And here at KFMU, we actually have a whole podcast series talking to members of our community who are the common folk, but are anything but common. The people in these mountain towns live extraordinary lives. And I just was kind of curious from your perspective, what do you think it is specifically about the mountains and the mountain towns that brings those types of people and attracts that mentality?
Oh, gosh. Great question. This might take an hour, but I think simply put, I mean, the mountains have an energy. It's a strong stoic energy that, you know, my dad would always say that mountains are like Buddhas. There's so much to learn from them. They're just there existing, creating life, cultivating forests, gathering water and supplying it to the rest of the world. But I think there's something about mountain recreation. People move to places like Steamboat because they want to ski or they want to fish or they want to hike or mountain bike. They just want to be around that energy all the time. And I think that when people dedicate themselves to that, they become a certain type of person that I want to be around. I get energy from that. And I think it doesn't have to just be mountain people. It's just anybody who spends a lot of time in nature. I mean, when you're out in nature a lot, paying attention to the changes throughout the day, listening to the birds, watching the seasons change, watching the light change throughout the day, you get more in tune with yourself and you feel more connected to the environment, but I think also the whole planet. And that's, I think, the secret. I think that's the secret to why mountain communities are so great. And I think anybody who's ever gone on an epic trip in the mountains or on a river or something has felt that before. Anybody who's ever slept outside multiple nights in a row gets that. I think like you, something happens to you when you connect with nature. That's why, I mean, that's where all my music comes from. That's why I love camp so much. That's why I started Camp Denon. I just want to get people out into nature, get away from their cities and towns and their jobs and their distraction. And I want people to just tap into nature and the rhythms of nature and get a deeper understanding of themselves.
Yeah, and I think, you know, I've often said that I feel the most spiritually connected when I'm at the top of a mountain or the bottom of a canyon. You know, there's something absolutely amazing that you can only tap into if you're out in nature in that way. And that's what I love. You mentioned it, Camp Denon. You kind of are trying to reconnect people back to nature by making them disconnect from all of the distractions, the electronics, the things that we've gotten almost too used to, and it's unfortunate. Talk a little bit about Camp Denon and really what inspired you to kind of start what is essentially a summer camp, but for adults and families.
Well, the word is inspire. That's it. I mean, I've gotten so much inspiration from nature and so much inspiration from going to camp as a kid. And I think that's it. I just want to inspire people to just have that simple connection with nature, just to live simply for a while and see what good that brings them in their life. I think it's just a fact that if you're more in touch with nature, if you spend more time in nature, you're going to be a happier, healthier person that feels more connected to everyone on the planet, everyone in your community, and everything on the planet. And that can only bring good things. I mean, if you have a sense of inner peace and happiness, and everybody gets the opportunity to feel that, whether it's just taking a walk in a park every day or coming to a place like Camp Denon, I think it can bring so much inspiration. I mean, you can live off of that for a long time. And it's really just, it's just the magic is just being in nature. You don't have to ski, you don't have to go four-wheeling, or you don't have to catch a fish, or you don't have to catch a wave. You could just be outside and just stop looking at your phone, or stop thinking about the emails that are piling up, or stop thinking about what you've got to do, or, you know, whatever we get trapped up in when we're just being the, I mean, people work so hard and so much these days. I mean, there's just so much that your mind can trap you into thinking, and there's so many patterns and rabbit holes you can go down. But if you can get a moment to just do nothing, just to sit still in nature, and like I said, you don't have to be a rock climber or a mountain climber. You just be in nature and exist and meditate on something, or don't meditate at all. Just stop your mind. Just feel the love, just feel the harmony of nature. Just understand that something is happening without you and will always happen, and then find your place in that.
And you know, I think there's you mentioned fishing, and I think there's plenty of people that don't catch fish, but they still enjoy being out in the middle of the river casting, because it's a moment of silence and peace, and you don't need to catch that fish to feel something special about being out there.
Yeah.
Now, a couple of years into Camp Denon, I'm wondering, what are some of the most extraordinary kind of experiences or things that you've seen come from people who have attended, and what they've rediscovered in themselves that maybe they've lost since the summer camp days of their youth?
Yeah, well, a lot of people come and they don't know what to expect, and they've never even been to a camp before. But it's, you know, always the first day, people are a little timid. They're like, wait, what are we doing? We're learning, we're sharing, and we're talking with each other, and we're doing group activities. We're going on hikes together. We're painting trees together. We're singing songs around a campfire. But really, it's just spending time together in nature, connecting with nature, and creating a family. What happens is you let go of everything that you didn't bring with you, which is your home and your work and all that. And you just focus on, like, just what's that bird doing? Well, listen to that river. Look at these trees. Oh, well, this is who I am. And who are you? And everybody goes through the same experience at the same time, and there's a shift that happens inside of you, and you feel connected to everybody else because they're all going through it too. And by the end of the long weekend, like Sunday, everybody's got to leave, and we're hugging and crying and wishing we could stay longer, and everybody wants to do it again. And that's just the same thing that happens at summer camp. I mean, you get to be whoever you want to be, and you get to focus on yourself, and you get to pay attention and love each other, and pay attention and get to know them for who they really want to be. Not the moms or the dads or the brothers or the sisters or the bosses or the employees or the managers or whatever, but just people being people.
Yeah, and you know, I think that it's you talked about how you're inspired by it, how it influences your music, but and you hear that from a lot of creative minds, artists, musicians, and things like that. But the idea to disconnect, to reconnect for anybody is important in all aspects of life. I think as humans, yeah, we didn't evolve to be this connected all the time. We right. evolved to be out in nature. Can you talk just a little bit more about that and how you've seen the positive influences to even the people that aren't maybe the most creative minded out there?
Sure. Well, I think there's two facts that are proven. One is that we forget that we're animals, and animals need sunlight, and animals need to understand their environment. And so we live in houses, and we live in cities, and we drive cars, and we work in buildings all day. But it's important for us to get out and see where water comes from. Feel the negative ions coming off of a river or a wave or something like that. We need to immerse ourselves in nature. That's why people are doing all this forest bathing and retreats and things like that. We need to be in nature. But we don't need to do it alone. You don't have to go be Jedediah Smith or something like that and go live in Alaska by yourself. We need community. People need each other. We're social beings. We thrive off of people. So you get a group of people to be out in nature together, and you share yourself with them, and you talk about what you love and what they love, and you find connections. And then you not only are you feeling more connected with yourself and nature with other, you start to think, oh gosh, you know, I'm connected to everyone on this planet. I'm connected to everything on this planet. And maybe I knew it all along, but I just forgot it, or I got distracted from it because my life is just so busy all the time. So much inspiration comes from that. Like, you just feel like you're at home. You're like, oh, where has this been in my life? And then people use it as a way to just recharge, reinvigorate their lives. They go home with an attitude of like, oh my gosh, I want to feel this way all the time.
It's amazing the way that you think about it, and I think it is very common in our mountain communities, and I love the way that your message kind of transpires into your music as well. And with that in mind, I was hoping that you might be able to play a song for us here, a little preview of what we might see, again, February 15th, part of the Lift series for the Strings Music Pavilion.
Cool, yeah. Do you want me to play?
You know, I love all of your music. I love, She's Mine going back a long time. If that's on tap, then that'd be awesome.
I'd love to. Here we go. Well, the witches stand with their limbs akimbo, silhouettes of statues up in the window. Call me to come in with a crooked crescendo, but I don't. Devotees dance among the pantomimes on the promenade into a tabernacle on the lawn, but I don't follow because she's mine. She's mine. She's mine. All mine. Yeah, she's mine. Mine. across the people's parking. I fled the fire like a spinning spark upon to a porch in the dark, and she was waiting right there for me. She knows that my hands are empty as I go past the mothers of envy, and I don't have to fumble in the dark for my keys. I believe she's mine. She's mine. She's mine. Oh, mine. Yeah, she's mine. The pupils gathered in a yard around the pulpit, made a card and waited for the leader's words, but his words didn't make much sense. His mouth is spat out a fist of daggers, his tongue is swirled in a southern swagger, and I looked at all the people gathered, but they were all in a trance. And she's mine, yeah, she's mine, she's mine, oh mine, yeah, she's mine. Court of Kings, tossed my soul to the furnace flames where all my heroes had been slain, exiled or put in prison, because they rose above the mess, and because their power posed a threat, because they spoke of something else when everybody else did it. Music fills the space between the deities and the prophecies of our bodies, pressed seamlessly, silent in the sand. She looks at me so fearlessly, and I take it all too seriously, and it all becomes so clear to me. It makes me understand that she's mine. She's mine. She's mine, oh mine, yeah, she's mine, 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 yeah, she's mine, oh mine.
Rat Den in there, giving us a little preview of what you'll hear at the Strings Music Pavilion February 15th, part of its 7th annual Lift Series. Now, you said this is your first time playing in Steamboat, so you haven't played the Strings Music Pavilion. It is a really cool venue because it's very small, it's very intimate. I've talked to a lot of people who have said that the favorite concert that they've ever seen is at this venue. And not just in Steamboat in Colorado, favorite ever, because you really do kind of feel like you're having an interaction with the musician, and you seem like the type of person who likes to have those interpersonal interactions. So how do you approach a show that's in that sort of venue?
Well, that's exciting to hear. Yeah, I love small venues, and I love venues like the, whatever you're describing it as sounds like it's right up my alley, because yeah, I like to feel like I'm connected with the audience. I like to feel that the audience and the interaction, even if we're not even having words or exchanging words, but the energy that they give me and that I give back to them is what makes the show. So having a a show in a venue like that, I'm really looking forward to. But yeah, I don't try to really think of it as performing. I go up on stage and I just try to center myself, be present, and then be open to everybody and just connect with them and see what happens. I don't think I'm going to like go up there and just like, I'm going to sing this song this way and it's going to be a performance and it's a one-sided thing. It's more like I just go and I share time with people and I share, these are songs that I have. And, you know, these are the songs I'm known for or that you've come to hear me sing. So I'm going to play them for you in a live setting and we're all going to have this experience together. And it's a lot. It sounds really simple, but it's a lot. It's a lot to ask of me and it's a lot to ask of people to try to all like have that experience together. So all I really do is I just look for like, is there one moment or is there a couple moments or is there just one song or is there a time in the night where I just feel like everybody is in a moment together? Like no one's like talking or getting ready to go to the bathroom or something, but is there a moment where we're all just paying attention to this thing together, whether we're all singing a chorus of a song or everybody's just listening to me sing a verse of a song or something, but is there a moment where I feel like everybody's connected? And if I feel that there's a moment like that in the show, then it's a really good show. And usually it happens. Usually there's at least one or two moments where everybody's on the same page.
Well, I hope there will be those moments when you're here in Steamboat. I think the Strings Music Pavilion is really set up for a musician like you. Again, it's February 15th is the show. You can get your tickets at stringsmusicfestival.com. I want to thank you so much for taking a few minutes of your day to talk to us this morning and couldn't be more excited to see you here in a couple of weeks.
Oh, I'm excited to be there. I have some buddies who are coming and they rented a condo, so I think I'm just gonna crash on their couch so we can sleep or so we can ski and then go crash for an hour or so and then I'll go do the show and it'll be awesome and maybe I'll wake up the next morning and ski for a couple of hours before I leave town.
Very rock star style.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.